For years, phone companies and scores of enterprising small businesses have offered an assortment of 900 numbers. For a price, callers can get horse racing results or even do something unmentionable on the radio. AT&T is retreating from the 900 number business, leaving only one major provider. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Over the past 3 months, AT&T has stopped providing billing services for any new 900 numbers, and come the end of the year, it will stop that service for all 900 numbers. Of course, trouble for this industry doesn't elicit much widespread public dismay, since the image often associated with these 900 number outfits is phone sex lines and fake fortune tellers. There have also been a number of scams involving bogus contests where callers get hit with big charges. But some who work in the 900 number business say it's been unjustly maligned as a domain of sleaze and stupidity.
It really isn't that. We produce personal ad sections here for about 70% of the daily newspapers and weekly newspapers around the country and for hundreds of radio stations.
Peter Brennan is director of industry affairs for the People to People Group, which operates a 900 number service for those responding to newspaper personal ads. He says 35% of the industry is made up of dating services like this one. He's standing in a call center in Boston where some younger employees dressed in army pants, sweatshirts, and black jeans are fielding phone calls from people who need help setting up their personal ads.
People are very nervous about it and they're just like, I don't know what to say. And for the most part, these are all just people trying to find a significant other that they're compatible with.
Cynthia Allen says she seldom deals with anyone sleazy. On the contrary, she sometimes talks with widows and older folks who are just looking to find some friends in their area. And she says it's usually a lack of spiciness and creativity that's the problem.
And then there's these people who call up and they're just like, I don't really know what I want to say, or can you just, you know, put something about like how I like football or whatever it is that they like doing, just being like, you can write it, I don't care what you write. And then you kind of have to like squeeze more stuff out of them to construct something that makes sense.
Peter Brennan says his company is providing a legitimate and useful service, and he says losing AT&T, which supports his 900 number business, is a serious blow. First, it's a headache to switch all his systems over to MCI. He doesn't like the idea of having just that one major carrier offering the service with no competition, and if MCI one day backs out of the business too, he says he'd be in serious trouble.
For companies like us who built a business and who employ a couple of hundred people based on this, there's a lot of pain.
AT&T maintains it is just pulling out of 900 billing, and so companies like Brennan's could hire a billing service for their 900 numbers. Brennan says that's too expensive, since many customers only call a couple of times and have bills of just a few dollars. In defense of the move, AT&T spokesperson Gene Hurt says in recent years, business has been dropping off on 900 numbers, and so the telecom giant decided it didn't make sense to keep investing money to maintain the service.
It's really a business bottom line decision. Revenues, calling volumes, profits were all down.
Peter Brennan says in part that's because fee-for-service internet sites have eaten into the business, but he says 900 numbers are still a billion-dollar industry worth protecting. For years, he's chaired an industry association that's tried to get federal regulators to require long-distance carriers to support 900 numbers and their billing services, but so far he hasn't succeeded. He admits that may be due to the stigma attached to the industry by the more salacious or, in some cases, downright fraudulent 900 number outfits. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.